Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't feel, touch a country in the
it's a Latin rhythm section bringing this back. Don't love that song, Doraville. You ever been to Doraville? Doraville doesn't look like Doraville anymore. Atlanta has eaten Doraville alive. Northern Atlanta has eaten Doraville alive. There's a sign there, but there's not much left of Doraville. But it's a great song. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're rocking and rolling here, spinning some platters on the Small Business Advocate Show. It's rock and roll and small business. Does it get any better than that? Maybe we threw in some donuts.
Hey,
maybe that would be better. Wayne.
Atlanta Rhythm Section. Thanks for that.
Yeah, ARS. Now, we play a lot of ARS around here. Wayne Cruz, that's the voice you heard piping in over there is our good buddy Wayne Cruz, VP for technology and policy at this studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. I think I may have forgotten to mention that last segment, Wayne. Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. is his organization that he works with. We're talking about the 10,000 Commandments, your annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state. And we need to talk, I want you to tell us about, remind us about the fact that a lot of these regs are made, most of them are made by bureaucrats who,
right.
who and you've got to believe, with if you believe as I do, that there really is a deep state. And part of one of the things that people might not understand about the deep state is it doesn't just have a political agenda. It has an agenda to keep itself in business, to keep their jobs. And one of the ways they keep their jobs is by regulating people so they can tell you what to do. And it gives them some power because they're the federal government. And that's part of the deep state. They're not just affecting their political opponents. They're affecting the people that they regulate. Am I wrong about that, Wayne? What do you think?
No, I think so. And they're so self-interested and entrenched and able to sustain those jobs that the zip codes around Washington, D.C. are the richest in the country.
Right.
And in turn, probably in the world. But what you're referring to, I like to call this, when we talk about the laws being made by the deep state, by the bureaucrats, by the unelected, I like to call it the unconstitutionality index. And I put a little blurb about this in the 10,000 Commandments report, too. Last year, there were 313 laws that Congress passed. And even under Trump, though, there were over 3,300 regulations issued. So regulators, unelected regulators, issued 11 times as much law as the Congress that we elected to make law
right.
did. So I took to calling that ratio, the unconstitutionality index, and past years has been as high as 28 and averages around 22. It came down lower under Trump because there were, surprisingly, even though people said Congress doesn't get anything done, it doesn't pass laws, it passed more laws last year than it had in like a decade.
Really?
So they passed more laws under Trump, yes.
Most
so
people don't realize
that. What you hear all the time is the opposite of that. But so they're unaccountable in that way, and that's one of the things we're trying to change. One of the things I worry about, you know, when we talk about things like cost-benefit analysis or risk assessment, is we're not really changing anything in terms of this regulatory state that's unaccountable. That's why I like seeing reform proposals like the RAINS Act to make Congress vote on these major rules. And it's why I like sunsetting, like you and I have talked about, because mm-hmm. any new regulation ought to expire, as they say, like a carton of milk. And then when that time comes, if Congress doesn't reaffirm it, or if at least you don't have a substantial agency action to reaffirm it, the regulations go away. Because what's happening is these things are just accumulating and accumulating. And the small business advocate studies that used to come out, unfortunately, those have stopped, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to do an aggregate cost
yep.
estimate whose goal was to look at the effect of regulation on small business.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember that. And as a side piece, there was, you know, the figure would fall out, the aggregate cost of regulation would just fall out of that tally as an artifact. But, and that's what I still use in the 10,000 Commandments report, making the point that, hey, the government's not measuring itself. This was the only estimate they used to do. Now they've quit doing it entirely. So we've got this very, very unaccountable regulatory state. So it's easy for the folks who are making these laws in the agencies to continue what they're doing.
But I want to say one thing, though, Wayne. I want to say one thing here, though, before we go any further. We do have to land on the fact, giving the devil his due, we have to land on the fact that during the Trump administration, the regulatory state is much less oppressive and is making a direct contribution to an economy that grow that was allowed more than 3% in the first quarter. I mean, in the past few decades, it's always been hard to get the economy to grow at 3% in the first quarter because of it's right after Christmas, it's bad weather, et cetera, et cetera. And we had one of those. And in my lifetime, I don't remember below 4% unemployment.
Right.
That has got to be, we know it's attributed to Trump taking aim at the regulatory state.
I agree with that. And a shorthand on it, since the report is long, page 7, if anybody's inclined to look at it, on page 7, I had listed, and I called it, instead of 10,000 commandments, I called it 9,999. I listed 6 ways that Trump had rolled back regulation and done and managed to achieve the kind of bounce back that you're talking about. You know, there was a rollback of some Obama midnight rules. There was a freeze of Obama rules in the pipeline. There was the 2-for-1 requirement that
the co-employment thing that the NLRB tried to pull off in the last days of the Obama administration that was going to kill the franchise industry.
That's right. He rolled some of those things back. Now there's rulemakings that are going on about that I've got to dig into more that we talked about last time I was on the show.
When we come back, will you talk to us about the – I've got to take a quick break, Wayne. We come back, will you talk to us about the future of dark matter, about what you think – where we think – and I also want to talk about, can we possibly get sunsetting? What's it going to take to get sunsetting applied to regulations? Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.